science and technology.
Fossil feathers. Not just for the birds. A trove of fossils sheds light on the evolution of feathers.
The fossil record is famously full of holes. One such lacuna has been the absence of well-preserved feathers from the Cretaceous, the period between 145 million and 65 million years ago that ended with the mass extinction that wiped out the dinosaurs. Now this gap has been partly filled. In this week's Science, a team led by Ryan McKellar from the University of Alberta report the discovery of 11 feathers preserved in amber from the latter part of the Cretaceous, about 70 million to 85 million years ago. Intriguingly, not all of them seem to come from birds. The origin of feathers is a mystery. The earliest known bird, Archaeopteryx, lived during the Jurassic, the period before the Cretaceous. But fossils from China suggest the precursors of feathers, simple filament-like structures, possibly used for insulation, evolved in land-loving dinosaurs and were only later adapted for flight. The print edition shows four photographs, the first of which shows similar filaments discovered by Dr. McKellar and his team, suggesting flightless dinosaurs sporting such proto-feathers were still around in the late Cretaceous. Not all the feathers found by Dr. McKellar were so primitive, though. The second picture shows one similar in shape to those sported by modern birds. Modern feathers consist of thousands of fibres held together by tiny hooks. The details of that design can be tweaked to change a feather's characteristics, offering waterproofing, insulation, streamlining, and so on. The third picture in the print edition shows feathers that have just such a specialisation, coiling reminiscent of that seen in the feathers of modern divers. Such coiling allows a feather to absorb water, which streamlines and insulates the owner. These feathers then, presumably, adorned a diving bird, perhaps Hesperornis, a flightless North American diver from precisely this period. The final picture in the print edition shows pigmentation preserved in a fossil feather. Different feathers have different patterns of colour, suggesting that Cretaceous dinosaurs, flying or otherwise, used their feathers for display. Charles Darwin once said that contemplating a peacock's tail made him sick. Such was the difficulty of explaining its complexity. Dr. McKellar's finds suggest, at least, that complexity began to evolve a long time ago.